Over the past several weeks, I have found myself in a constant or near constant state of lower energy than what I have been used to in the past. Thankfully, I've had this checked out with my doctors, and with everything I've been through the past year, I don't take anything for granted anymore. And at the same time, what I also realize is that I may never know exactly why I feel a lower energy, a lower physical energy overall. There's nothing catastrophic and there's nothing wrong, so to speak. It's just how it feels. And it has given rise to a lot of thoughts. And I don't really know necessarily how to, I want to try to be as concise as possible, but what these thoughts seem to be saying, or what I'm finding myself repeatedly experiencing, these thoughts of life feeling really difficult. And sometimes it gives rise to the question of, why does life have to be so hard? Why does everything have to be so complicated? A lot of thoughts of feeling overwhelmed by things that normally don't really cause me to feel that way. Sure, life has its ups and downs, and I assume that it's that way for everyone, but I have no way to know, as all I can know is my own experience. But what I realize and really appreciate mindfulness practice, and what I refer to sometimes as the fruits of the practice, are that I can feel however I feel physically. Clearly, if I have a concern that there is something wrong or something that needs attention, I certainly do want to attend to that. But beyond that, there are still times when nothing is wrong, so to speak, that there just isn't a lot of physical energy. There's not a lot of, sometimes, and it's felt this way here the past few weeks, not as much creative energy. And there's been less excitement and joy from things that normally in the past have brought me joy, or I have felt creative, the creative juices flowing, so to speak. And there's been an excitement around these things and at different and various levels of intensity. But for some reason, it really hasn't felt this way for a while. And again, I feel like I want to stress this. There's nothing wrong. And even though I'm saying that again, I realize that there is, I'm open to there being a reason for that. And it's just coming to me in the moment that if I can just remember, and it's not about trying to think a certain way or convince myself that nothing is really wrong, but I know that I can get myself into a place where all I am doing is getting wrapped up in thoughts about and fears and concerns about whether there's anything wrong or not. I realize with many people, myself included, there are times when there are genuine medical situations or chronic conditions or even conditions of shorter duration that can cause concern in terms of our energy level and how we're feeling about life. But this, to me, is more of what I refer to as just the garden variety oscillations in life energy, at least for me. I can't know what that's like for anyone else. But there's always been, for the most part, for me, when I look at the long term, when I really look back over my life, everything that I can remember, there has always been this oscillation, the proverbial highs and lows. And I realize within that there are actually, the highs and the lows from different things that happen on a moment-to-moment basis or a day-to-day basis. But this is really about being able to remind myself, and I'm speaking this out loud so that I also can hear this as well, that it is all of the thoughts that occur around me feeling what I refer to. And really, yes, I may be experiencing a lower energy level physiologically and physically in my body. But at the same time, though, I realize that I can get really caught up in becoming or assuming this identity of the person that is really struggling with low energy. And then that's who I am. And that's what I bring to any situation that I come across, or any crossroads in life, so to speak. If I'm really wrapped up in believing that I don't have enough energy to deal with life as it is on its own terms, and I find that I will go into a mode of really resisting or trying to run away from these things that overwhelm me energetically, these things that overwhelm me mentally and psychically, because I am telling myself that I don't have the energy to deal with these things. Clearly, if I am in a place where I am really physically depleted and my mind is overtaxed, so to speak, with, you know, so many concerns, yes, I do want to take time to take a quiet moment or series of moments, or take a break and do whatever it does that allows me to feel some sense of renewal. But I know that there is not always necessarily an opportunity in every given moment to be able to do that. If there is one thing that I have found, if I can't stop, if I can't withdraw from the world, if I can't go run and hide, so to speak, and be somewhere where it's quiet, where I don't have to contend with anything. And there are times sometimes when I feel so overwhelmed that I do that, as long as I am not abdicating any of my responsibilities to anyone else and to myself, as long as I am keeping my commitments to people, as long as I am doing what needs to be done, then there are times where I will give myself that actual break, where it will be a period of time in which I don't really have to get to think about any of these things. And even though I realize I have that choice, even during times when I take a retreat or take a break, if I choose to, if those thoughts come up about being overwhelmed or feeling low energy, I can spend any amount of time I have where I've got the opportunity to actually take a rest and to experience renewal and rejuvenation. And I can spend all that time continuing to look at a distance to my day-to-day life, you know, look at it from a distance and get caught up in analyzing why I think I'm feeling this way, and telling myself, well, when this retreat is over, when this period of rest is over, I'm going to go back to feeling exactly the way that I did when I actually felt like I needed to take this break or retreat. And I find that there is not much renewal or rejuvenation if I have spent time in this gift that I feel like I'm giving myself, or that's given to me, of taking a break from life. I can spend all of that time getting really caught up in thinking as well. So it is really, for me, has become about taking these opportunities when they arise. And in many cases, because I can't step away from life or step away from my responsibilities, or do that every time I feel like, and then tell myself that there is something that I can't deal with, what I can do right in the middle of life, while it's all happening, in the middle of the storm, so to speak, is that I can give myself the gift, while I can't stop doing what I'm doing or stop in the middle of discharging some responsibility that I have to someone else or to myself. What I can do is I can, as I spoke of, I can give myself this gift, or really even it's not about giving myself the gift, it's just being open to the gift of what's there already. And what's there already, so to speak, is this actual distance or headspace, or trying to think of another way to put this. There's a way of actually seeing this more as a witness. I can be at a little more of a distance and be a witness to my own thoughts, and recognize that they are just thoughts, and that they don't always represent absolute reality. In most cases, almost all cases, it is what's referred to as relative reality. It's how it is, so to speak, but it's how I think that it is. And how I think that it is many, in many cases, it is colored because I'm looking at it through certain lenses of believing that I'm this person having a struggle, feeling low energy, feeling overwhelmed, not sure that I can continue to do what it is I need to do or even go on in life. And at the same time, I can get really caught up in that, and it's very normal and natural as a human being to get caught up in thinking, because I know for me it's been a long-term habit. I've had years and years of experience at doing it, and there's no shame or blame, so to speak, or any judgment. It's just something that is at least I've found is a fairly easy acquired habit. And I don't even have to give it any energy or give it any time, and it will just happen on its own. And if I can just give myself, if I can give myself anything at all, it is to be open to this gift or this break in these thoughts, where I can just actually be able to even get just a little bit of room away from it, so that I can actually see what's going on. I don't need to analyze it. I don't need to understand it. But what I can do is find that there is a place of peace, that there is this place of comfort. And I can't always go leave life and go away from it to find it. But I can actually find it right in the middle of things as they're happening in the moment. And in a lot of cases, I can do that even when my thoughts are there. I'm locked into this loop of thoughts of telling myself that I'm overwhelmed, that I just can't handle anymore, that life is so hard and everything about it is so challenging and so difficult. And I say that with a smile on my face because, yes, sometimes it really does feel that way, so to speak. And the reason why it feels that way, I've found, I can't say this is all of it, but much of what makes it so difficult and so challenging is that I feel however I feel physically, whatever the case may be, and that because my brain is wired a certain way, my nervous system is wired a certain way, as a human being, that there is this habitual response to feeling something in my body, feeling something in my physiology, so to speak, and thoughts resulting from it. And then I can very easily latch onto that and decide and create a lot of beliefs around those thoughts that I am the person that somehow doesn't have a fair break in life. Somehow I can feel like a victim if I choose to. And I recognize that there's genuine situations when people find themselves as a victim of something, or being treated unfairly, or struggling with something physically, where it is a serious situation. But I'm speaking more along the lines of just the everyday fluctuations in energy and the everyday oscillations in my level of excitement about life and feeling open to it as it happens, whether I like it or not. That is really always something that is constantly oscillating and changing. But it has become apparent to me that the one thing that really can change the game, I also do want to say too that it's not a magic, you know, it's not a silver bullet, so to speak. It's not this magical, I don't even know what exactly to call this, but it's not magic. In other words, if I choose not to believe what I'm thinking about, what I'm feeling, it may not change my life in any particular way. It's not something that miraculously changes my outward or inward conditions or what is going on with me. But what it does do is it allows me to see that whatever it is I'm believing, I'm only believing it because I'm choosing to believe it. Whatever thoughts I'm having, if they won't stop or if they are continual, if I can just take a step back, not even a huge step, but even just give myself a little bit of room to see that that just because I am so busy believing that this is the way that it is and that I'm identifying as this person struggling with the way it is, however it is, that if I can just realize and see and appreciate that while it is very compelling and very tempting to give time and energy to this. And really all that will do will perpetuate. It will deepen. If I feel like I am struggling in life, if life is hard, life is difficult, and I don't think I can handle anymore, that really I'm the only one that can talk myself into that. And it's not like it can be a form of self-sabotage. But what I find even more compelling is that in many cases, it's not an outward act. It's not where I have where I am literally making the effort to sabotage myself. What's happening is that my mind is reacting however it does. And because there's an entrenched habit there, if I don't feel the requisite energy to deal with life as it is, there is this long-term habit of just beginning to what I'd call feeling overwhelmed. But really, it's not feeling. I'm feeling something physically, but I'm thinking that I'm overwhelmed. And it's very tempting and enticing to continue to give into those thoughts and to continue to talk myself into that. And it's really a choice that I have from moment to moment. I can either choose to really believe that I'm overwhelmed, and that's only because I'm thinking that I am. And yes, there may be situations where I do need to step away physically from some situation in my life and give myself a chance to have a few breaths and to take a moment and then try to come back to life as it is. But I also can give myself and be open to this gift of realizing that all I have to do is just simply breathe in and breathe out, feel whatever it is that I am feeling, feel my feet on the ground, feel however life happens to be for me in that moment, and just experience it, and to take a step back and see that there's thoughts that are happening constantly, they're occurring constantly, and a lot of it, if not all of it, is in reaction to, it's a reaction to what is going on with me physically and how I am perceiving what it is that's going on around me. And just being able to do that is something that it is an incredibly simple gift. It is not anything that is incredibly or monumentally life-changing. I don't necessarily need for it to be. Sometimes it's just about a small, even possibly a tiny shift in my consciousness where I can, and I found myself doing this just yesterday. There was a point yesterday, several times during the day. The story about what happened is really not important because that's just the story. Those are just the things that it was a story that I was telling myself about how overwhelmed that I was, about how I just didn't have the energy to do what it is that I needed to do. And I was feeling physically tired and I was feeling physically overwhelmed. But in those moments, I was able to, and I can't say, I don't want to say that I found this because there's nothing that I could do to find it. In fact, one of my teachers, several of my teachers over the years have spoken about the fact that any peace or any peace of mind or any opportunity to be here more fully and to be here now, as one of my dear teachers referred to this, that there's nothing for me to go find because it's there all of the time. And without getting overly metaphysical, that has been something. It's not a belief. It's not something that I tried to convince myself of or try to talk myself into. It's just something that I've experienced when I have allowed myself to be open to it. I can't force that. If I'm not feeling open to it, there's really nothing I can do to make myself be open to it. In fact, if I try to make myself be open to it, I'm more likely to not do that because there's a resistance to whatever it is I'm trying to push myself to do. So what I'm really saying here is that this is something that I am already, and I want to say that we all are already, but that is not even a belief. That's just, I don't see that this is anything that is available to me that isn't available to anyone else. It is that openness, that spaciousness, that expansiveness, and there is peace and comfort just in being in that. And I can't go get it anywhere. There's nothing I can do to conjure this, so to speak. I can't create it or bring it into being. It's already there, and it really has nothing to do with me personally. This is something that it's just about being open to. I had one teacher refer to this as being open to this invitation of peace and expansiveness, or welcoming it. And the more that I have been willing and have been open to just observing my thoughts, observing what is going on in any given moment without analyzing it, without actively seeking to think about it or figure out what it is or what is happening, but to simply just experience it, then I can realize that all of these thoughts that I'm believing, all of these beliefs that are forming around these thoughts, and these identities that I create for myself, is not really who I am. It's just who I'm telling myself that I am, because I'm thinking about who I believe that I am. That I really find that it's that in a lot of ways, this is really meeting a stranger that has been there with me all along, that is me. But I've been so busy telling myself that I'm someone else. I've been busy thinking that I'm someone else. Life, actually, I can talk myself into, or I can start believing that life is a certain way, when in fact, it is what life really is what's unfolding, irrespective of how I see it, so to speak, or what my perspective is. Because my perspective is just simply a perspective. And so I'm hoping this hasn't been too circular, but really what it comes back to is that, you know, where does mindfulness practice fit in with all of this? Where is, and I think that I've spoken to this, but it really comes down to the benefit of the practice being that I can simply welcome whatever thoughts I'm having. And even if I don't like them, that's the thoughts that I'm having right now. And the fact that I don't like it is really just some sort of emotional reaction to whatever it is that I am thinking, whatever thoughts are going through my mind. But when I say when I'm thinking, I'm only thinking if I'm choosing to think. The thoughts, well, believe it or not, that's one of the greatest surprises about mindfulness practice, is the thoughts will occur. And I know that when someone, a teacher shared this with me the first time, I had a hard time believing this. I could not imagine that thoughts could occur, because I believed that I was thinking them all. And when I was able to engage in the practice, to be able to pay attention to what is going on in my mind, there was this aha moment where I recognized that these thoughts are happening whether I'm thinking them at all. They are simply happening as a result of me being a human being. And I don't even want to get caught up in that as a belief, but it's just, they are happening regardless, for whatever the reason is. And if I can just simply recognize that and not be so busy reacting to that and believing that I am someone from the perspective of these thoughts that are telling me that I'm someone having something happen to me in life. So the last thing that I want to say to bring all this together is that in the middle of not feeling great physically yesterday, this had been something that had been going on for several days, and I felt like I had zero energy to bring to bear to anything. I was just simply exhausted, and I was just overwhelmed, and I felt myself wanting to run away from it all and find this quiet place. There was this away from all of this, there was this recognition that I can't really run and hide. I can remove myself from the situation, but when in fact, anywhere that I go run and hide, and that's really what I saw. I saw this mental picture of me yesterday wanting to go home and close all the blinds and sort of hide out from life and from other people. There was this appreciation, there was really an aha moment where I realized I'm not really going to be able to run away from this, because even if I get away from the externals, what's going on outside of me, I'm still going to be thinking what I'm thinking because I'm choosing to think it. And it's only when I realize that I have a choice. I can't choose not to think it, but I can go a different way. There is a different path. It's sort of as the Buddha referred to as the middle path. I can simply recognize that life feels however it feels. And sometimes it feels like, as he said, that life is suffering just because of the fact that we exist, that we are these living beings who experience this. And it doesn't always go our way, but that I can actually recognize that I'm going to bring all of that with me, whether I run and hide or whether I choose to be in the middle of all this while it's all happening, and that I can cope with that as long as I'm willing to engage in mindfulness practice and mindful coping practice. There's a lot of different ways. I'm not saying that this is the only way to practice this kind of awareness. There are numerous modalities for this, but it's just about remembering. If I'm remembering anything at all, it is just to remember that I'm not my thoughts, that I'm not the one thinking them, only unless I believe that I'm the one thinking them. Yes, they're happening in my head, but it doesn't mean that I'm the one that's actually thinking them. It's going to happen regardless of whether I choose to think or not think, because either way, the thoughts will still occur. And just having that distance and knowing that they're not my thoughts allows me to realize that there is really more peace here and more comfort here than I ever realized. And it can happen because all I have to do is simply be open to it. It's already here. I don't have to go anywhere to find it. It is ultimately what I and what we all are if we're open to this.